It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The U.S. government thinks the hack of Starwood involving 500 million guests of the hotel chain that's now owned by Marriott was the work of the Chinese. This work may be stretching back a number of years. Craig Timberg writes in the Washington Post that this investigation is ongoing. You know, what is the U.S. seeing here that points to Beijing? What's the evidence you're hearing about?
You know, right from the very beginning of this, when it broke a couple of weeks ago now, there were a lot of signs that it was a nation state type attack. When criminals steal your data, they try to monetize it pretty quickly by selling stuff on the dark web. This didn't happen here. So people were suspicious right away. And there's just been sort of like technical signatures that have made it clearer and clearer that the Chinese are at a minimum the leading suspects in this.
And it's not just Starwood we're talking about. There's a government agency, some health insurers. Do we have any sense of the scope of Chinese hacking?
I think it's fair to say that the Chinese hackers want as much data as they possibly can. We've been, for years now, we've been hearing about kind of any manner of targets, the Office of Personnel Management, other government agencies, health insurers. You know, here we have the hospitality industry. It seems to be a rather voracious operation there based in Beijing, where they're trying to get as much data as they can to track, targets that are important to them.
The president has talked about the Chinese stealing our technology. What would China get out of hacking data? What's in it for them?
Well, if you look, this is a huge hotel chain, right? W Hotels, you name it. They're part of the Starwood chain. And so basically every traveler in the world at some point is probably checked into one of these hotels. And so that means diplomats, spies, military personnel, journalists, business executives, everybody. And so if you have their names, home addresses, phone numbers, potentially credit card numbers, passport numbers, you can do a remarkably detailed kind of map of the important people in the world. And with the hospitality industry, you also get when people go places, where they stay, who they stay with, and when they leave. So from an intelligence point of view, this is just a massively valuable trove.
Yeah, they would look over all of this data. They would find the important people that they want to know more about and maybe see if they can learn more about these individual people and all this.
Right. It's big data, right? And the whole world now runs on big data. But if you're an intelligence agency, knowing who is who and what they're doing and who they're doing it with and where they're doing it is pretty much the jackpot.
And I guess the reaction from the Chinese is that, we condemn any kind of cyber intrusions and cyber attacks.
Yeah, and they've denied knowing anything about this. And look, it's not like any government in the world really fesses up about this intelligence operation. So I think we obviously have to take all of that with a grain of salt.
Any idea on what is coming next from the U.S.? Will there be indictments? Is there anything else moving forward?
There are some, Justice Department efforts against Chinese hacking generally that are coming, but we're not under the impression that this will be part of it. This investigation is still kind of in the early days. What we have now are markers, pointers. We don't really have anything that's like at a point where the Justice Department can start writing indictments.
Craig Timberg with the Washington Post. Craig, thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.